Lord willing, the last time I preached to you as a pastor of Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
所以神允许, 这是我最后一次在这个教会, 为大家证道。
And that is an emotional thing for me.
对我来说, 这真的是, 让我情绪非常的, 澎湃。
I am extremely grateful and thankful for the deacons of the church.
我对, 这里的, 执事真的是充满了感激。
As the leaders of the church, they have given me their full cooperation.
作为他们作为教会的领导, 他们真的是对我非常的, 合作。
And they love Jesus.
他们也非常的爱耶稣。
So all of you that have worked with me, I just wanted to thank you for loving Jesus.
对于每一个可以和我同工过的人, 我真的是感谢你们对耶稣的爱。
I still remember my first meeting, first deacon's meeting in AACCC.
我还记得, 我第一次在AACCC的执事会。
We met at 8:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night.
我们是8:30的时候在星期三的一个晚上。
And we met till about 1:30 a.m.
然后一直开会开到了凌晨1:30。
My wife called me and said, did you die in Ann Arbor somewhere?
然后我的太太给我打电话说你是不是在安娜堡死了?
I said, no, I'm in deacon's meeting.
我说还没有,我在参加执事会呢。
And that's why so many brothers and sisters did not want to become deacons.
所以这么多的弟兄姐妹不愿意成为执事。
We can't handle 2 a.m. meetings, Pastor, you know.
然后我们, 牧师, 我们真的是不可以开会开到凌晨2点呀。
Let me just say, though, that's how much your deacons love you.
我这么说是, 我真的是感谢, 因为执事是这么的爱我。
You know, folks, in a church like this where we have educated people,
在这样一个, 会员都很, 受高等教育的这个教会,
people that love the Lord,
人们这么爱神,
we're all passionate.
我们真的是都有激情。
Passionate about the word and the ministry of the word.
我们对神的话还有神的事工都非常有激情。
And we're going to have differences, folks.
我们也之前会有, 不同分歧。
Even the best marriages have differences of opinions.
即便是最完美的婚姻也会有分歧,意见不同。
But how we handle those differences is very critical to the health of the church.
但是对于一个教会的健康来说, 我们如何处理这样的分歧是非常重要的。
We cannot insist on our own way.
我们不能够固执己见。
We are here for one purpose.
我们在这里有同样的一个目的。
And it's not you.
这不是你。
It's Jesus.
这是耶稣。
We are here to honor one person.
我们在这儿是荣耀一个人。
It's not the pastors or the deacons.
不是牧师也不是执事。
It's Jesus.
是耶稣。
And we're here to glorify one person.
我们在这里荣耀一个人。
It's not the church or the culture.
不是教会,不是文化。
It's Jesus.
是耶稣。
Because he has done so much for us.
因为他为我们做了这么多的事情。
And so when we have disagreements,
所以我们有这样子的一个合一。
Let's keep Jesus as the focus.
让我们焦点聚集在耶稣身上。
And so I want to thank also all the youth parents.
所以我也要感谢所有的青少年的家长们。
For trusting me.
你们可以 信任我。
With your ABC kids.
把你们出生在美国的中国小孩交给我。
I know that some of you must have been really shocked.
我知道你们有很多人可能也会很吃惊。
That somehow an Indian guy ends up here.
然后一个印度人在这儿。
But thank you for the privilege of serving your kids.
但是很感谢您让我在这里有这样的权利可以服侍您的孩子。
We have seen ups and downs as youth ministers.
我们看到中间有起起伏伏。
But the Lord has been good.
但是神他是好的。
I think that today's message, I want to speak directly to the youth in some ways.
在这里从某种程度上说, 我想把我的信息, 直接对青少年说。
But it has application for us as adults as well.
但是对我们成年人来说, 它也是有意义的。
I shared this the first a meeting I had with you parents.
在第一次与你们开会的时候，父母们我就跟你们分享了。
Your children are the future of God's kingdom.
你们的孩子是神的王国的未来。
They are the future of God's work here on earth till the return of Jesus.
到耶稣再来之前，他们就是神的王国在这里的未来。
So, let us keep that in mind when we try to share Christ with your children.
所以当我们与当你们与孩子们分享福音的时候，让我们都记住这一点。
Well, I forgot to share with the kids today. Sorry about that.
然后我今天忘了把跟那个小朋友们分享了，不好意思。
So today's topic is really we want true spiritual maturity as Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们真的是想要一个真正的属灵的成熟。
We want to have true spiritual maturity as Christians.
作为基督徒，我们想要有属灵的真正的成熟。
And last week, last time I preached, I talked about confession.Being an attitude of true spiritual maturity.
上一次我讲到的时候，我讲到了要认罪，然后是真属灵成熟的某一个方面。
You cannot grow in your spiritual walk if you do not confess and repent of your sin.
如果你没有承认自己的罪，然后为自己的罪付上。承认自己的罪的话，你不可能有真正的属灵的成熟。
And confession and repentance involves a sort of vulnerability on your part before God and before your brothers and sisters.
然后你认罪的话，真的是就是对神敞开，让自己被神对神敞开，也是对周遭的弟兄姐妹敞开。
It involves telling God, God, here I am.
他是对神说，神呐，我在这里。
Search me.
检查我。
See if there is any wicked way in me.
看我里面是不是有罪。
Draw me near to you as you draw near to me.
你靠近我，也让我靠近你。
It involves that inward vulnerability before God and before your fellow believers.
是将你内心的深处向神敞开，也是向周遭的弟兄姐妹敞开。
And even though it might seem awkward to do it at first,
可能开始的时候做非常的奇怪。
Let me tell you, there is freedom in confession and repentance.
但是认罪和悔改在这里面真的是会给你带来自由。
There's freedom, in coming before God just as you are.
你以自己真实的身份来到神的面前，这真是自由。
That is the beginning of spiritual maturity.
这是属灵成熟的开端。
If you've been a Christian for a while,
如果你已经成为基督徒有一段日子的话，
and you don't experience spiritual growth,
如果你没有在灵命上成长，
perhaps one of the reasons is you have not experienced or done this kind of confession and repentance before Almighty God.
所以可能原因之一就是你在神的面前没有进行这样的认罪和悔改。
But this week I want to talk about true spiritual maturity from another.Part from another angle.
然后这个星期呢，我想要从另一个角度、另一个方面来谈属灵的成熟。
Let me just say that when God saved you from your sins,
当神从最终将你救出来的时候
，He did not intend to just take you from darkness to light.
他没有说只是简单的把你从黑暗让你出黑暗入光明。
He intends for you to grow in your spiritual life.
他的旨意是让你在属灵生命当中有成长。
And some people give you seven steps to spiritual maturity.
有些人可能给你了七步，做到这七步就可以达到属灵的成熟。
Or 10 gems to spiritual growth.
或者是灵命成长的十颗宝石。
I want to let you know there is no special formula.
但是我想告诉你们，没有一个特效药。
To help you grow spiritually.
让你在灵命当中成长。
There's a theology out there which Wesleyan started, Wesleyan Church started. It's called Keswick theology. Keswick theology.
然后有这样子的一个神学的一个概念，是 Wesley 和他的教会所开始的，叫 Keswick 神学。
And this is what that theology teaches you.
这个神学告诉你说
that when you come to Christ.
当你来到耶稣基督的时候
，He takes you from being a sinner，
他让你从罪人开始
，to becoming a Christian，
成为基督徒。
But as a Christian, you are a immature sort of what the category is carnal Christian.
但是你刚开始成为基督徒的时候，你是一个属肉体的基督徒。
Somebody who is a Christian but not really a Christian in some ways.
已经是基督徒了，但是呢，还没有完全成为一个基督徒。
An example would be, okay, you were a drunk.
有一个例举个例子说可能你
and you were addicted to alcohol
你喝醉了然后你受酒精的捆绑
and when you came to Christ you don't drink that much anymore
当你信了神以后耶稣基督了以后你可能不会喝那么多
but you still have three bottles of beer every day
但是你每天还喝三瓶啤酒
but then there is a time in your Christian experience
但是随着你的经在基督里的经历越来越多
And there's different formulas for this, but there's a time in your Christian experience when either the Holy Spirit comes or something ecstatic happens.
然后圣灵就降临，或者是一些神奇的事情发生。
And you reach a higher plane as a Christian.
然后你就达到了一个新的高度。
So the three pillars are not necessary anymore.
然后那个 three pillars, 然后那个三个柱石就不再那么重要了。
You're on a higher plane.
然后 你就在一个更高的一个高台上了。
And so Christians are looking for this ecstatic sort of mind-blowing, life-altering experience right here.
所以基督徒可能就一直在期盼那个非常惊异的，然后让你目瞪口呆的一个经历。
So they can excel to spiritual maturity, you see.
所以他们可以在属灵成熟度上面忽然之间的提升。
That is.Not biblical.
这不是合圣经的。
That is not the way to think of your Christian experience.
这不是你应当采取的一个态度去思考基督徒的经历。
You see, when you were a sinner,
你看当还是罪人的时候
the idea is that you could not do anything to gain God's favor.
你做的任何事情都不可能赢得神的喜悦。
The Bible says you were dead in your sins and trespasses.
圣经上说你在罪中过犯中已经死了。
You did not want anything to do with God.
你与神不想有任何的关系。
Christ and His name was not beautiful to you.
基督和他的名对你来说不美丽。
But when God shows you His grace,
但当神把他的恩典临到你
What happens is he changes our hearts.
发生了事情就是他把我们的心给改变了。
He takes this old heart that was against God.
他挪掉了那颗抵挡神的旧的心。
And installs a new heart.
给了我们一颗新的心。
And this new heart functions in a different way than the old heart.
新心与旧的心，他们的工作方式是不一样的。
The new heart now starts to have affections for Jesus.
我们的新心对于神来说是渴慕耶稣基督了。
The new heart now wants to grow closer to Jesus.
我们的新的心想要与神亲近。
The new heart now wants to experience Jesus in their daily lives.
我们的新的心想要在日常的生活中可以经历耶稣。
And it doesn't take a long time for that to happen.
这一切发生并不需要很久。
The Bible says that happens instantaneously.
圣经告诉我们，这样发生是立即的。
I once was dead in my sins and trespasses, without God and without hope in the world.
我没有神，没有在世上的希望，我在最终曾经是死的。
But God, in His grace and sovereign control,takes my new heart and takes my old heart takes it away and gives me a new heart
但是神因他至高的他的但是神因他至高的全能还有他的恩典他把我的旧心给挪去了给了我颗新的心
and this new heart now longs for Jesus
这颗新的心现在渴慕耶稣基督
you don't have to tell the new heart you better read your Bible
你不需要告诉你的新的心你要读圣经
because the new heartlongs for Jesus.
因为你的心心就渴慕耶稣。
The new heart wants Jesus.
新的心它需要耶稣。
80,000 plus house churches in China.
80,000 plus. 有 在中国有八万多的家庭教会。
One of my friends went to China to teach a little bit.
然后我有一个朋友，他去中国去那边教教书。
He was telling me these Chinese believers.
然后他去教那些中国的信徒们。
Not only crave the word of God that they back then did not have.
他们不仅仅是真的是渴慕神的话。
But they, whatever they got, they memorized.
然后他们所学的，他们都记在脑子里。
Pastors just memorizing scripture.
然后他们就是记些那些经文。
Not legalism.
这不是律法主义。
A craving for Jesus.
而是对神的渴慕。
Conditions not good for Christians at all back then.
在那里境况对于基督徒不是很好。
And yet believers in Christ meeting and exhorting each other in the word and in the name of Jesus.
但是他们真的是在耶稣的话里面扎根。
Not forced responsibility.
这不是强加给他们的责任。
A love for Jesus.
而是对耶稣的爱。
And that's the new heart.
这是新的心。
And so, folks, if this morning you are sitting here and you have not experienced this new heart, you don't, let me just say, Jesus invites you to come to him this morning.
然后如果你只是坐在那里然后没有经历神的话让我告诉你们耶稣今天早上就邀请你。
Go to him and say, oh God, I have not experienced this new heart before.
然后来到他面前对神说我没有经历这样的信心神啊。
I might be lost in my sins and trespasses.
我可能在我的罪和过犯当中迷失了。
Save me from my sins.
求您将我从罪中救出来。
And God in his sovereign grace,will extend you a new heart.
神在他的大能的恩典当中就会来救你。
So the first step to spiritual maturity is a new heart.
所以属灵成熟的第一步就是一颗新的心。
But we all know that even those that have a new heart have a struggle in our lives to grow.
但是我们都知道就算有新心的话我们在生活当中仍然有挣扎。
Let me share with you the promise of scripture.
让我跟你们一起来分享一下圣经所告诉我们的。
Romans chapter 8 real quick.
然后在罗马书第八章。
Here's my only point this morning, and I will keep it short. I know I have spoken a long time, but this time it'll be short, okay?
然后这是我所要讲的唯一的一点我保证今天一定会讲的非常少。我知道以前我可能讲话很长但是今天我会言简意赅。
If you are a believer this morning,
如果你是信徒的话
Christ promises spiritual maturity.
耶稣已经向你应许了有属灵的成熟。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 37 onwards.
第三十七节。
Actually, let's go to 28. That's right. Let's go to 28 first.
让我们先来看第二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
八章二十八节，罗马书。
And we know that in all things.God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So first of all, we are called according to or per God's purposes. We are not saved for our purposes. We are saved from our sins for God's purposes.
所以我们晓得万事都互相效力。将爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人所以我们知道我们是被神召是根据他的旨意而不是根据我们的旨意
And we like it that all things work for the good of people
我们也是知道 all things work for the good 万事互相效力将爱神的人得益处
We know that God works all things for good
我们知道神让万事都互相效力。
And right away we're like, thank you God.
然后我们就在这里感谢神。
You're going to give me a good job.
然后真的是做得好棒。
I'm going to have well-behaved children, right parents?
然后我们父母都想
My marriage life is going to be epic.
想自己的孩子表现好然后婚姻
顺利。My schools, I'm going to get straight A's because God works all things together for good.
然后我的成绩全是全 A, 因为神让万事互相效力。
Nope, that's not what it's saying, is it?
但是这不是神所说的在这里。
It says, God works for the good of those who love him.
他是说叫爱神的人得益处。
You see, God does good things in your life, but He does good things when your heart loves Him.
神在你的生命当中做好的事情，然后他做这些事情是你爱他的时候。
He works all things for the good of those that love Him.
他让万事互相效力，让那些爱神的人得益处。
Those that love Him with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind and with all their strength, that's who He does good for.
那些全心全力全意然后来爱神的人，他真的是让他们得益处。
And then why does he do that?
为什么他这么做呢?
And what was his purpose?
他的目的是什么?
Look at verse 29.
然后看第二十九节。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So what was his purpose?
所以他的目的是什么?
His purpose of saving us or electing us or giving us a new heart is this.
然后他之所以要拯救我们，给我们一颗新心，拣选我们。
It is to be conformed to the image of his son.
是为了我们可以效法他儿子的模样。
God wants you to, as your spiritual goal, be conformed to the image of Jesus.
神给你定下的属灵的目标就是要效法他儿子的模样，耶稣基督的模样。
What is an image?
这个样子是什么样子
的呢? An image is an exact representation of Jesus.
是耶稣基督的模样。
In fact, the word Christian means Christ's follower.
事实上基督徒他的意思就是跟随耶稣的人。
And how do you live as a Christ follower?
你怎么样可以成为一个跟随基督的人呢?
You live as a Christ follower when you exactly represent Jesus accurately.
作为基督徒，你就是一定要忠实的效法耶稣的模样。
So the purpose of your spiritual goal, the end reason of your spiritual goal is Christ-likeness.
所以你的属灵的终极目标就是像耶稣。
To become conformed to the image of Christ.
成为耶稣基督的样式。
You know, in India, when we lose our keys,
然后在印度，如果你钥匙丢了，
and we go to the guy that gives us a duplicate key,
然后你就去那个配把钥匙。
We don't have machines to do it right away.
我们没有机器可以直接就造一个。
Back then, they take the key,
然后他们就拿着钥匙。
And they put the impression of the key on some sort of a clay product.
然后接着就把它印在一个把那个钥匙的模型印在一个那个 clay 是陶土的那个模型。
Something that can get the impression of the key.
然后就可以成为钥匙的模样。
And the job of the guy that makes you a new key is to take some cut it out and exactly and he, that he they used to do it by hand back then exactly cut out the right edges so that it conforms to your original key.
所以那个钥匙匠然后就开始在那里把它切切弄弄然后就可以造出你钥匙的模样。
And so it was a tedious process. It was like a half an hour to an hour process because there he would be chiseling away at your key to make it look like your actual key.
所以这是一个非常冗长的一个过程可能有半个小时一个小时因为他在那里慢慢的凿出你钥匙的模样。
And you go to your door and you try to open it and sometimes it doesn't quite open.
然后你就去你的门那边然后想去打开它但是有的时候还是打不开。
So you take it back to him and say, hey man, this is not working.
然后你就把钥匙拿回去说这个还不好。
And he chisels away still, he chisels away.
所以他继续的凿一点凿一点。
And you take it back home and try it again.
然后你再拿回家接着再继续试。
Finally, it opens up, right?
然后最后他终于打开了。
That's what Christ does with us.
所以这就是耶稣对我们所做的。
See, as people, we have rough edges.
然后作为人我们也有这样子的毛边。
Some of us, like me, are more rough in the edges than others, right?
然后我的毛边可能比别人更加毛一点。
But when we become a Christian,
但是我们成为基督徒之后呢?
What God is trying to do is give us, conform us to the image of Christ.
但是神就让我们成为基督徒以后就变成耶稣的模样。
And so he's chiseling away everything extra in our life so that we can become more and more conformed to the image of Christ.
他把我们生命当中不需要的东西都一点点的凿掉，让我们可以越来越像基督的样式。
And sometimes he has to chisel away things that we deem good, but are actually not conforming us to the image of Christ.
有些时候把我们甚至我们觉得是好的东西也凿掉，但其实是不是那些和基督的那些东西。
And so it could be that he's chiseling away the desire to go to a specific college.
所以他可能把我们想要去一个特别的一个大学的一个渴望给拿掉。
It could be that he's chiseling away the desire to get married.
他可能把我们想要结婚的这样子一个渴望给凿掉。
It could be that he's chiseling away the desire for a better paying job.
他可能把我们想要一个更高薪水的一个职位的渴望给凿掉。
You see, because he has that original key.
因为他有那个钥匙的原版。
The image of Christ.
这是耶稣的模样。
And so he's trying to chisel away everything in your life so that you would accomplish the end result, which is the image of Christ.
所以他把你生命当中的其他东西给凿掉，让你可以成为耶稣基督的样式。
And a spiritually mature person recognizes that even when good things are taken away from my life,There is a purpose behind that for me.
一个灵命上成熟的人，他知道，就算生命当中那些好的东西被拿走了，这也是神的美意。
When I get disease in my life that is life threatening,
如果我得了一个可能会让我死的一个重病
，there is a purpose for that disease in my life.
我得这样的病也是有意义的。
It is there to conform me more to the image of Christ.
这让我变得更像耶稣。
That's how a spiritual mature person thinks.
这是一个灵命成熟的人是该想这样子想的。
Now, why does God want us to be more like Jesus?
为什么神想让我们越来越像耶稣呢？
And I'm going to end with a few verses. I'm going to run through a lot of verses to keep track with me. But this is the reason God wants us to be conformed to the image of Christ.
然后我会要讲很多的经文，然后所以请大家可以跟上我的步伐。但是这就是神。为什么要让我们效法耶稣的模样
Revelation 5:11-13
启示录第五章第十一节到第十三节
He says And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receivePower and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音。他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。”我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说：“但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊。”直到永永远远。
The image in heaven is that we will all be worshiping Jesus forever and ever.
在天堂，我们将要一直永远的来敬拜耶稣基督。
Look at Isaiah 48:11. Isaiah 48:11.
一起来看以赛亚书第四十八章第十一节。
He says, "For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned?" My glory, I will not give to another.
我为自己的缘故必行这事，我焉能使我的名被亵渎？我必不将我的荣耀归给假神。
God to Israel is saying He does all things for His name's sake.
对以色列人，神这样说，他做一切都是为了他的名的缘故。
Look at Jeremiah 13:11.
然后看耶利米书第十三章第十一节。
For as the waist cloth clings to the loins of a man, so I have made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory.
耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰， 照样，我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀。
Look at 2 Thessalonians 1:10.
然后看帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十节。
Here's what he says, 2 Thessalonians 1:10.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十节。
We are saved on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you.
这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。
So God's purposes for our church or for the universal church is this.
所以神对我们教会的旨意，或者是对普世的教会的旨意，就是
that we would be a people for His name and His glory.
我们将要成为这样的一族人，是为他的荣耀，为他的名而活。
That we would be his people and he would be our God.
我们是他的子民，他是我们的神。
The Christian life is not about me.
基督徒的生活不是为我的。
I was not saved just for my sake.
我不是因为我自己而被救的。
I was saved.
我得救。
For God's sake.
是为了神的缘故。
I was saved from my wretchedness.
I was saved from my...
So that I would live for His glory.
我得救是为了 让他得荣耀。
I was saved.
我得救。
So that for eternity, I would worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以这样到永恒，我都可以用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Look at your neighbor and say, it's not about me, it's about him.
然后你看周围的人，然后对他说，不是关于我，是关于神，耶稣。
I mean, some of us are sleeping, so let's wake up and say, it's not about me, it's about him.
然后我们有些人可能打盹了，然后但是我们想醒一醒，然后对周围的人说，不是因为我的缘故，是为了他的缘故。
Listen, brothers and sisters, the great joy of Christian life is that my life doesn't surround around me.It surrounds around Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们听好了。然后作为基督徒，这样子有这样的一个喜悦，就是我的生活不是围着我转，而是围着耶稣来转。
There is great freedom in living for the one true God of the universe.
为这个宇宙当中独一的真神而活，这是多么的自由呀！
And so, as I told you, I want to just challenge us.
所以我想挑战大家。
This is not about AACCC's kingdom.
所以这不是为了 AACCC 的国度。
It's not about the Chinese culture or the Indian culture.
这不是中国的文化或是印度的文化。
The church is not even about us feeling good at the end of it all.
这根本也不是为了我们可以心里可以感觉好一点。
It's not just about fellowship.
也不是说让大家交通。
We exist as a church.For Jesus's glory.
我们作为一个教会存在是为了耶稣基督的荣耀。
We exist as a church gathered together to worship Him alone.
我们大家聚在一起是为了单单敬拜他。
The moment we make it about process and logistics and finances, we have forgotten why we have been saved in the first place.
然后如果有这样的一个早晨，我们只是关心各种各样的仪式、金钱，然后忘了为什么来敬拜他的话。
Keep Jesus the main point of AACCC.
然后让我们把耶稣基督作为中华华人教会我们的主要的主旨。
Everybody that walks in this door, whether saved or unsaved, should go away thinking that church loves Jesus.
每一个走出这个门的那个人，然后无论他是不是信耶稣的，都要出去以后说，这个教会真的是爱耶稣。
In all that that church does, all the people gathered there are there to worship Jesus.
我们每一个人，我们所做的一切都是为了来敬拜神。
Because if you don't like worshiping Jesus today,
如果你不想要敬拜耶稣基督的话
，you'll be miserable worshiping Jesus for eternity.
那你。在永恒里面敬拜耶稣多么可怜。
That's the end game.
这就是终极。
To worship him forever and ever and ever.
敬拜他直到永永远远。
Let's keep it about Jesus.
让我们可以注目看耶稣。
Close your eyes, bow our heads.
我们闭上眼睛，低头。
Father God.
天父。
So many times the life gets in the way.
我们很多的时候，我们的生命让我们搅扰。
Our desires get in the way.
我们的渴望让我们搅扰。
Our processes get in the way.
我们的疑问让我们搅扰。
They get in the way between you and me, oh God.
他们挡在了我和你中间。
They get in the way between me worshiping you as the sole object of my affection.
他们挡在了我对你完全献上敬拜我全部的爱的中间。
Sometimes I struggle myself, oh God.
我有的时候还挣扎着。
I think about all the work that needs to be done and people to get saved and churches to build.
我想到这么多的事情，然后我们真的是有很多的人还要去救，然后有教会需要去执。
And I forget that we are here for the name of Jesus.
我忘了你真的是有这样子的，我们是为了您的名而活。
We are here for Jesus' sake.
我们是为了耶稣的名而活。
And so for your glory, O God,
为了您的荣耀，神啊,
may this church exist.
这个教会是为了您的荣耀而存在的。
And may we worship you in spirit and truth every Sunday.
让我们每个星期天都用心灵和诚实来敬拜您。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, as we close, I have a song of celebration right now.
然后在我们结束的时候呢，我有一个来庆祝的歌。
It's a song of celebrating our God.
然后我们一起来庆祝我们的神。
It's a new song. It's a new song.
这是一个新的歌。
So let's all stand up and worship Jesus, celebrating who he is.
然后让我们一起来起立，一起来庆祝神，然后来庆祝神。
And let's clap our hands as we sing, okay?
让我们在唱的时候一边唱一边拍手。
I'm gonna make you mine.
break at the way your glory I show. I was in love, but you call me to live in my heaven. When I was lost, you were my dear. And your love is the end of my reason. I have a future after all. Cause when you called my name,
this is our story as a Christian. We have been pulled out of the grave.
所以我们基督徒就有这样子的一个故事，我们是从坟墓当中被拉出来了。
Into God's glorious light.
然后到了神荣耀的光中。
Let us live for Him.
然后让我们一起来为他活。
Let's have a seat. Have a seat.
大家请坐。
We're going to go into our baptism service now.
所以我们开始要来洗礼了。